From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brown.
And I'm Alex Cohen. On today's show, the debate over offshore drilling. Coming up, in 1969, just up the coast in Santa Barbara, California, a massive oil spill blackened the image of offshore drilling. For more than 25 years, it's been illegal to drill on most of the U.S. coastal shelf.
But now with gas prices at more than $4 a gallon, President Bush is calling for an end to that ban.
If congressional leaders leave for the 4th of July recess without taking action, they will need to explain why $4 a gallon gasoline is not enough incentive for them to act.
President Bush is leading the charge to open up new drilling, and Republican presidential candidate John McCain is right there with him.
Politics aside, just getting the oil out of the ocean is difficult. The most promising oil fields are far offshore in deep ocean waters.
We're joined now by Mickey Driver. He's a spokesman with the Chevron Corporation in Houston, Texas. Thank you for taking the time to chat with us. And let's start off with a basic definition. What exactly is deep water drilling?
Well, deep water drilling is drilling in water depths of, let's say, 500 to 1,000 feet or more.
How big are these rigs?
They are large. Some of them displace as much water as a Nimitz aircraft carrier. Some of them are shaped like ships, and some of them are actually called drill ships, and some of them look like a gigantic transformer.
What exactly does it take to put one of these things out there in the water? I imagine, first off, you'd have to get permission.
Well, we lease land from the Mineral Management Service, and we do that by making bids, and the industry spends billions of dollars on just buying leases to go look for oil. The second thing you really need is a whole lot of money, because these deep water drilling rigs don't come cheap.
And then what does it take to actually drill for this oil? How much of a challenge is that?
It's a very big challenge, but the technology has really become very robust recently in the last 10 years to 15 years. To be able to go further offshore into deeper water. The first offshore oil wells were drilled back in the late 1930s, like in 18 feet of water. And since that time, the industry has gone further offshore and in deeper water to find oil and natural gas.
I'm sure this varies in case to case, but approximately how long does it take from getting a green light from the government to actually getting the oil flowing into refineries?
The process starts with getting the lease, then drilling an exploration well, and hopefully discovering something. Now, usually 4 out of 5 oil wells that we drill in deep water are dry holes, or we don't find something commercially feasible to produce. But if we do find oil, then from that discovery to actually bringing that oil online is a process of somewhere around 6 to 8 years, or maybe a year or two more, depending on how big the project is.
So it could be a decade between the time you get a green light and you get oil to the refineries.
Well, it could be a decade from the time you get a lease till you're able to drill, find oil, sanction a project, build that project, and put it in place in the deep water.
Mr. Driver, it seems like that's a lot of effort and a lot of time. How is it worth it?
Well, the offshore oil industry is not for the faint of heart. It is like a poker game. It is very high risk, but also the rewards can be very outstanding. So another example is a well that Chevron drilled in 2002 at a lease that we had gotten from the Mineral Management Service. We didn't know whether there was oil on this lease or not, but we drilled a well at a project that we codenamed Tahiti, and we not only discovered oil, we discovered a significant amount of oil, 400 to 500 million barrels of oil that no one even knew existed before we drilled that well. We'll be bringing the Tahiti project online next year, so it will have been 8 years from the time of discovery until we start producing oil at this field, which will produce 125,000 barrels of oil a day. But before we get the first drop of oil out of it, we will have spent $4.7 billion on the project.
Mickey Driver is a spokesman with the Chevron Corporation. He spoke to us from Houston, Texas. Thank you, Mr. Driver.
Thank you.